my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, November the 10th, 2013. So we left off with the Quran, chapter 6, verse 86. We left off talking about Elijah, and I just want to make another quick point about Elijah. We said Jehovah is God. Let me get to, is this the African Hebrew? Elijah, Eliyah, my God is Jehovah. So I want to press with this Jehovah right quick, because what this is also saying is that since we understand that Yahweh, however we want to pronounce that, is the existing one, and the existing one is the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother, the cause behind our existence, the power behind our existence. So the principle that we are to learn is that existence is our God, and the word God is strength, rooted in Ayil. So existence is our strength. Let me tie that up right quick, because when you see Eliyah or Eliyah, the EL is 410 has to do with strength, as we said, being mighty, and is rooted in another word, Ayil, 352 Hebrew side, which is ram, because we're coming into the sign of Aries, and the symbol of Aries is the ram, and this has to do with strength and being mighty and being strong and being a leader and being a chief and being a pillar, a supporter. And so what we are saying, Eliyah, Yehovah is El. Existence is El. Existence, existing, living life is our strength. And what we are saying is that the society is strong when life is made accessible to all equally. A society is weak when a society is based on death, hell, and destruction. And the system that we live under is a system that is weak, built not on a solid foundation, but built on sand, built on that which will be wiped away by the waters of the Most High, by the fire of the Most High, by the brimstone of the Most High, by the people, as we wake up to the reality that we want existing, we want living, we want the universe, we want the earth, we want the whole of creation to be provided equally for all. And as we take that message, we become the water that wipe away the sand. We become the fire that burns down Babylon. We become the brimstone, that sacred feminine power that is within the human family, that is within the poor working class masses of the people. We become the ram, the mighty one, the strong one that will break the power of this Babylon system. Because we will have realized that it is not wise to kill and destroy. It is not wise to perpetuate warfare and bloodshed. It is wise to provide life, to provide education, to provide health care, to provide living wage job, to provide the ultimate in knowledge and wisdom and overstanding. One of my little brothers, he's taller than me, but he's younger than me, so we say little brother, but younger brother in my church, gave me a wonderful phrase that education is for emancipation. And emancipation has to do with freeing one. Now, it has been said that emancipation means to free one, but not in total freedom from the hand of the one who has emancipated you. But we will use that principle nevertheless and say that the purpose of education is to free men and women. Let me hit that word emancipation, literally, because my young brother is doing some heavy thinking. His name is Milan, and I love my beautiful young brother, and we pray that the Most High continues to bless him as he continues to grow in knowledge and wisdom and understanding. To free someone from someone else's control or power. Let me see now. Emancipated. Emancipation. Emancipate is to free someone from someone else's power. So what we are saying is that the purpose of education is to free the human being from the power of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families, so that the human being may become a complete human being, living not just as a human being, but as a god and a goddess on this earth. So I am thankful to my little brother, younger brother, Milan, for giving me this way of thinking about education. And I asked the young brother, could I take that from him and use it? And we had lots of fun. He said, yeah, go ahead and take it. And so, sisters and brothers, we're going to transition from the Holy Quran to the Holy Bible. And we're going to transition to a Sunday school lesson found in Exodus chapter 12. But we want to set this up by saying to ourselves that the one of the main problems that we have is that the members of the church, members of the mosque, members of temple, cathedral, the religious community, the rank and file, are not allowed to think fully in their mental capacities. We come from going about all week in the world, Muslim worship on Friday, Jews worship on Saturday, Christians worship on Sunday, others worship on various days. We come through the week and we have issues that we want to deal with. We're looking at politics, we're looking at history, we're looking at all manner of things going on in the world. But when you get to the church, they don't want you to think of those things. They don't want us to bring in political thought, historical thought. They don't want us to bring in economic thought. They don't, my young brothers say, education is for emancipation. This goes for religious education as well. The original Africans taught everything as one. And the meaning of philosophy in Greece, they said philosophy, the purpose of philosophy is to study the known universe for the purpose of salvation of the soul. Where did they get that from? From Africa, from Egypt. The words philosophy comes from the African Egyptian Sophos, and Sophos, the precursor to Mother Holy Spirit, Sophos was an African Kemet goddess that represented wisdom. And so the Greeks, after learning this knowledge and wisdom from the African Egyptian Kemet high priests, took that knowledge back to Greece and developed the discipline of philosophy for what? Emancipation. To free us from the power and control of another one. Who is the other that is in control? The wicked ruling class and ruling families who do not want us to think of the universe. When I see scripture today, because I've continued to, my wife and I, we have continued to study all manner of knowledge and wisdom. I see zodiac in this scripture that we're going to get into. I see the 26,000 year pathway movement of the sun in a counterclockwise position right here in scripture. So we come to the place of worship, and we should be able to come with our total and complete mental capacities, and the leadership who have received their credentials from the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers and the presidents and prime ministers and the heads of religious and secular educational institutions. You see, all of these doctorates and degrees, religious and secular, they come from those in power who do not want us to elevate our thinking in such a manner that we coalesce, come together, and overthrow their power. So we see that the religious community, our thought process is under the control of the wicked one, and the purpose of religious education and all education is for emancipation, the freeing of ourselves from the control of another one. Boy, thank you, Brother Milan. Now, sisters and brothers, we want to set up this scripture in chapter 12, Exodus, by first hitting something that I saw for the first time this way. In chapter 4, verse 22, we see that the Most High, Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, Yahweh, is giving instructions to Moses, Musa, Moshe, because Moses is now being commissioned to go and deal with the Hyksos Pharaoh. Remember, it was the Hyksos, Indo-European invaders from Europe that usurped and overthrew the black man and woman off the Egyptian throne, Kemet throne, pushed the black African Egyptian Kemet into the south, and then enslaved the African Hebrews so that they, the Hyksos, may retain and control the land, wealth, and resources. The Hyksos took the African Kemet Egyptian religion, and the African Hebrew is an exact replica reproduction of the African Kemet religion. And the Hyksos took that wonderful, powerful religion, ancient original religion, religion based on science, religion based on the original teaching of the zodiac as the original teaching of the Most High. Does the scripture not say that the heavens declare the glory of God? The heavens declare. Nothing can make a declaration unless that which is making a declaration has the ability to declare that which is known by that one making a declaration. Therefore, the one making the declaration is not dead, but alive, and the universe is alive, and the universe is declaring and teaching of the Most High, and teaching of the power of the Most High in the universe, and that same power within ourselves. So the Hyksos took the religion, perverted the religion, turned it upside down, inside out, used it to enslave, took African Egyptian names and titles. So we think it's the black man on the throne in Egypt. No. 1750 BC to 1550 BC thereabout, or all the way down to 1450 BC. No matter how you cut it, the African Hebrews were enslaved by the Hyksos, Indo-European invaders. So the Most High is instructing Moshe, Musa, Moses, to go and deal with the Hyksos Pharaoh. And he's telling Moshe, I should say, the father and mother, Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, Yahweh, is telling Moshe what to say in this verse. And thou shalt say, verse 22, chapter 4, unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And Pharaoh, that word is 6547, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, paro, it means great house. So we want to say that all of this is about us and our mission. Sisters and brothers, we are Moshe. We are Musa. We are Moses. And we have a mandate. Not to mention that the black man and woman in the Western Hemisphere, stolen from the Eastern Hemisphere, stolen from Africa, taken on a westerly journey, westerly course, buried in the shallow grave of the North Country, which is the United States of North America, and the Americas. We are the Hebrews. We fulfill the scripture. This is us. This is our mandate. We are to go to the great house. Today, the great house is called the White House, or the great house is Wall Street, or the great house is House of Rothschild in Britain, the great powers. We have a right and a mandate to go to these great houses that control so many lives. And we are not only going to the great houses on behalf of ourselves as black people, but we are going to the great houses on behalf of all poor, working class masses, black, brown, red, yellow, white, oppressed, proletariat masses of the people of the earth. So any and all of us who understand that we fulfill this mandate, not just black people, but brown, red, yellow, and white, we who understand this message, all of us are Moshe. All of us. You say Moshe in the African Hebrew. You say Moses in the African Egyptian Kemet. You say Musa in the African Arabic. That is a reality that is within you and me, not just in some flesh and blood man 4,000 years ago. All of this is about you and me and us and what the Most High has called us to do. Go to Pharaoh. Say, the Lord, thus saith the Lord. And the Lord, all capitals L-O-R-D, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Yahweh, Jehovah, is the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother who has given birth to existence and living, and existing and living has given birth to existing and living. And existing and living are the causative reality and power and factor behind the effects that we see as sun, moon, stars, planets, universe. We're staying scientific. We're teaching ancient African science. So existing is talking. Pharaoh, the Hyksos, European, Indo-European Pharaoh, has created a system of death. And when you create a system of death, now life has to oppose death. And we who love life, we begin to rise up and say to death, move away and get away and get behind me. So existing is talking. Existing and living, the principles of life and existing, are giving instruction to Moshe, Musa, Moses. Say to Pharaoh that Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And verse 23, and I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. Yahushua, one of the definitions is vengeance. The Most High wants to take vengeance on the wicked ruling class for creating a system of death, hell, and destruction. And the Most High wants that we go to the great house, go to the White House, go to the Wall Street, go to the House of Rothschild, tell them, warn them, if they do not change their ways, they will suffer. And warn them that Israel is the son, firstborn son of the Most High. And we are here to say that we are Israel. We are the Israel. You see, we have been falsely taught to only look at the flesh and blood man called Jesus, Yahushua Messiah. But we prove every weak that we are Yahushua. Did we not see in Revelation when Yahushua was giving counsel that the word counsel meant to talk to yourself, to give counsel to yourself? You are the Yahushua that Yahushua was speaking to when Yahushua was speaking to you. Yahushua was speaking to himself. So we are the Yahushua. We are the Israel. We are the firstborn. We have been called to go to the great houses and warn those in power that if they do not change, if they do not let us go, the masses, not just black people, but brown, red, yellow, and white, poor working class, oppressed proletariat, masses of the people, if they do not let us go, they will suffer. And it is our duty to warn and warn ourselves that if we keep following these wicked ones, we will suffer. But we are the Israel. Now watch this. Let's go into the Israel. Most people don't even go into the definitions of these words. Yisrael. 3478. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. God prevails is the definition here. Now, the AO, as we have said in this case, is 410, masculine noun, meaning God, Godlike, mighty one, mighty men of rank, mighty heroes, mighty men, angels. It can mean false gods. It can mean the God, the one true God, Jehovah, the mighty things in nature, strength and power. And this is rooted in another masculine noun, Ayil 352, the ram, as we said, the ram as food, as sacrifice, as the red dye for the tabernacle, the pillar, the post, the strong man, the supporter, the leader, the chief, mighty tree, terebinth having to do with that supporting structure. All right, so what we're saying is God prevails. God, the God here is you and me and the power of the Most High that has given us strength. This word comes from the word, the ram, which has to do with strength. So what we are saying is the strength of God, the strength of God, Goddess, the strength of the Most High in the universe, the strength of the Most High that we studied in animals. Because when you have the word ram, that means the African ancestors studied the characteristics of animals and saw strength in the ram and then created a word that leads us to understand that the strength of the Almighty is in the human family. We're breaking Israel down because Israel is the firstborn of the Most High. And then Israel, we want to break down the word strength or prevails. That is the compilation of Yisrael. So the strength part or prevails part, the prevails part is 8280, Sarah, to contend, to have power, contend with, to persist, to exert oneself, to persevere. So this attribute of power and strength and perseverance and persistence is in you, and that power, that attribute and characteristic and talent is within me and within us. See, all of us are the firstborn son. We're looking at the characteristic through the masculine polarity. We look at the feminine and we look at the masculine. See, the people of the Most High are called to be like a king Messiah, going all over the earth and gathering the masses of the people to be the wife of the Messiah people, that the Messiah people, as the firstborn son of the Most High, may speak the word of revolution, the word of revolutionary evolution, the word of power and deliverance into the people, so that the people and the Messiah people and the masses of the people may together free us all, emancipate us, ourselves from the control of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. Israel, that power, that strength, that persistence. You may think you have no power. You may think you can't persist and persevere. You may think that you are unworthy of having such power, but you are Israel. See, Jeremiah 1 and 5. We knew the Most High before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. We knew, had relationship. This is African teaching. In those days and times, we were absolutely one with the Most High, one with the power, one with the characteristics of persisting and persevering. We were one with such wonderful, magnificent, eternal power. They say normally that is only Jesus before conception, but this scripture, Jeremiah 1 and 5, is saying all of us knew the Most High, or the Most High knew all of us before conception, before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. Now, Psalm 8, mankind, womankind, man and woman, made lower than the angels to do what? Rule creation. So what happened? The wicked ruling class have taken our power from us, so we must get the power back. Hebrews, Christ made lower than the angels and given power to rule creation. You can only come to one conclusion. Man is Christ. Man and woman, we are Christ. Human family, we are Christ. Human family, we are Israel. But our power and strength has been separated from us. So the Most High is telling Moses that Israel is the firstborn of the Most High, and we are that Israel. Now, I'm also reminded, sisters and brothers, you see this word for prevail is sa-ra in the African Hebrew language. I have some knowledge of African Kemet words. And Sa-Ra means son of God. Sa-Ra in Kemet, Egypt, means son of God. Son of the Almighty, under the characteristic and personification of that which is symbolized by the son called Ra. And then that's the masculine. And then the feminine is Ra'it. Looking at science, looking at the sun, not worshiping the sun, but the sun is a symbol, S-U-N, is a symbol of the power and light and wisdom of the Most High. The masculine aspect was Ra, and the feminine aspect was Ra'it. So son of Ra, son of God, and son of Ra'it, Sa-Ra, son of God, Sa-Ra'it, son of Goddess. And so, when you check the creation, I don't want to say stories, but creation tellings, or the tellings of creation by the African Kemet, and let me just say that on the other side of the break.